1230 KHAS.
We're back to the Patriots gym, who's get set for the boys' game here tonight between Adams Central and Holdridge. As we spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And coach, wow, 21-6 a year ago, great season for the Patriots, but that's all under the bridge right now. You got a completely different basketball team for this year.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting right now, just because last year we had a great group of guys, veteran guys that have played it a long time together. And, you know, there's a lot of question marks with this team, but, you know, that's the exciting part of coaching, too, is kind of that puzzle you're trying to put together. And we like our guys, but we got a lot of guys with very little experience, and so it's going to be a learning experience for our guys.
Well, you might have probably looked at the roster at the beginning of the season and said, hey, where are my guys to lean on? Right now you don't have anybody to lean on, do you?
Well, I think right now it's a committee, and I think leadership-wise, you know, the best teams have great leaders, and we have some good kids that are developing that, but I think until we figure that out completely, I think the coaching staff has to kind of step up their leadership a little bit. You know, again, like last year's team, we were really strong. We had 8 seniors that were great leaders, and we could just kind of coach and let them take care of things. Where, you know, with a young team, I mean, sometimes the coach has to take more of an ownership in that leadership department, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Preseason workouts probably a little bit different than they have been since you got here, huh?
Well, it's the first time where we've had all of our guys for all of our practices. We've had football running so late the last couple of years that we'd just get our guys in, have a couple of practices, and it'd be game week all of a sudden. And so we've had 14 practices with our guys, and we feel good with where we're at right now.
More teaching during the preseason workouts this year than maybe compared to last year?
Much more. We've had to go a little bit longer and just, you know, I mean, slow things down a little bit and teach exactly like you said. I mean, you know, we assume things as coaches, and you when you have such veteran guys like we did last year, you just kind of do a certain routine. And then if you try that same routine when you got freshmen and sophomores out there, I mean, you realize pretty quick that you got to break things down a little bit more.
He had to step back and maybe start rebuilding this team from square one, didn't he?
A little bit. I mean, we're still going to try to do the same thing that we did. We'll try to run and get up and down. We, over the last 5 years that I've been here, we've really liked to push and try to shoot the ball. And last year was a little bit different. We weren't that great a perimeter shooting team, but we were real physical. And this year we've kind of back to what we want to do, where we got some kids that can really shoot it. You know, they got to go out and hit it under the lights, though. It's a little bit different than shooting in practice. But we're going to try to push the tempo and get up and down, try to, you know, spread the floor and create off the dribble and create a lot of perimeter opportunities for our guys.
You said you've had 14 practices now getting ready for the season opener. Been happy with what you got done?
Yeah, I really have. I mean, the kids want to be good. They had a front row seat last year for, you know, how to play the game the right way, in my opinion. I thought we had some great kids last year that really showed that these guys how to play, not just X's and O's, but how you carry yourself, how you have class, how you work hard. Our leadership's been really good so far. The kids are doing everything we're asking. It's just going to take some time. And we really believe, though, if we just keep getting better every day, that, you know, come conference tournament time, come districts, we'll be pretty decent, pretty happy with where we're at.
The Patriots, they played in the state tournament a year ago, so they kind of set the bar kind of high for this group, didn't they?
Yeah. But, again, we talk about on the very first day of practice that we're not going to talk about goals every single day. But obviously every team's goal is to make the state tournament, win the conference championship. And even though a lot of people are writing us off because we lost our top 8 from last year, that's still the goal. I mean, if you're in a program and you want to be good, you still set the goal that you want to cut down nets, you want to be in a championship situation. And, you know, time will tell if we get there or not this year, but that's still where we want to be.
A good position for this team to be in. Not a lot of people are looking for AC to do a lot of things. You might be able to sneak in and be competitive in this league and in this conference and in this district.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, and everybody's different, but I love the underdog role. I mean, that's just, you know, I'm 5'0", 5'8", and kind of slow and short, and so athletically I always had to have that role because people would think that you're not much, you know, and I think a lot of our guys this year kind of feel snubbed a little bit by people. And you know, it's good to have a chip on your shoulder, in my opinion, as an athlete, that you have something to prove. I mean, every day when you go to work, you should have something to prove. And I think our guys feel that.
Who's going to carry the load on this team? Who are some of the guys we're going to see out there?
Well, you know, we got 4 seniors that are going to play quite a bit. Tevin Anderson's had a good summer and he's going to have a big role for us. Sam Lindblad, Alex Keller, Buzz Niederklein, that's our 4 seniors. We're going to start sophomore Garrett Sittner, played last year at the state tournament. He was the one non-senior that played. And David Boland, the freshman, is going to start. So we're real young in the backcourt with the freshman and sophomore, but those are some of the names that are really going to help us, I think.
You face the team tonight in Holdridge. They've got a brand new head coach over there, but it looks like they got a ton of experience over there.
Yeah, they do. They got 7 seniors back that I think have played or started at some point in time over the last 2 years. So they got a lot of experience. And obviously, even though they've only had X number of practices with Coach Bronick, I mean, that name means a lot, and it means that, you know, he knows how to play basketball. And I'm excited. I mean, I love Coach Buck. He was a great coach, but I like playing up and down. I like fast tempo, and I think with Coach Bronick, you're going to see the same thing. You're going to see Holdridge over the next few years get up and down and try to do the same things we want to do. So it should be an exciting brand of basketball I think you're going to see from those guys.
Are you assuming that Drake maybe took a lot of things from his pops to develop this? Or do you know knowledge? Do you know what's going on there?
Well, if he didn't, he's crazy because his dad's done a pretty decent job at Ravenna over there. I sure expect him to get up and down, do the diamond press, and do the Ravenna basketball. I mean, that's what we've told our kids. We expect to see Ravenna basically tonight as far as what they want to do.
It's always tough preparing for game one, and now facing a team with a new coach is always doubly tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And honestly, it's kind of nice now with the Jamboree games, the scrimmages, because they played Kearney High last week and I could go watch it and see something. But otherwise, that first game, you really have no idea what you're going to get into. But at least with Drake being from this area and having coached against Drake, and against Ravenna for the last 15 years, you kind of have an idea what he likes and what he believes in. So that's a little bit different.
Obviously, a win is your major important factor here tonight, but what are some of the things you guys need to get done early in the season to maybe gel this basketball team a little bit?
Well, we've said all along, for us, defensively and on the glass is the biggest thing. We've got to communicate, and we've got to board defensively because we think we have some pieces offensively. But if you go score 50 points and give up 60, well, then you lose. We got to find a way to guard. And calling it what it is, we like our team, but we're not as athletic as we were last year. And so we're having to adjust a little bit and figure out how to guard when you aren't more athletic than the guy across from you all the time. So defense and rebounds. I mean, that's going to be the whole thing for us all year. If we can hold our own on the boards and guard at a level that Adams Central is known to guard at, then I think we're going to be okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
That is Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Adams Central and Holdridge tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You expect Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central High School tonight as we get sent for the boys contest between Adams Central and Holdridge. Again, Holdridge winning the girls game earlier tonight by a score of 62-38. Adams Central finished 21-6 a season ago. They qualified for the state tournament, but boy, they lost eight seniors off of that basketball team. So head coach Zach Foster with a rebuilding process to get started on here for the 2013-2014 season. He's got some good guys coming back, just not with a whole lot of varsity playing experience. Garrett Sittner is a guy who played sparingly late in the season a year ago, played in the state tournament down in Lincoln. You'll see a lot from Garrett Sittner in the ball game for Adams Central tonight. You heard Coach talk about a couple of other guys that will lead this team. Sam Lindblad, he's got some good size inside. He's 6'6" and is senior. Tevin Anderson, I understand, has had a good summer. Anderson is a 6-foot senior, and he will play a lot of minutes for head coach Zach Foster throughout this season. Alex Keller, David Bolin is just a freshman. He's going to get the start tonight for AC, and then Garrett Sittner will round out the starting lineup for the Adams Central Patriots. The Holdridge Dusters, they have a brand-new head coach. It's a familiar name is Drake Baronic, who spent some time on the Hastings College bench a couple of years ago. Drake Baronic, of course, played up at Ravenna. His dad is the coach at Ravenna. Drake went on to play at Nebraska-Kearney and eventually played a couple of seasons down at Nebraska for the Huskers. And Drake Baronic is now the head coach of the Holdridge Dusters. And he's going to inherit a team that has got a lot of experience coming back. He's got eight seniors on this team. He's got just as many juniors. This is going to be a large basketball team that Adams Central will face here in the season opener to begin the season. So Adams Central getting set to take on Holdridge in boys high school basketball action here tonight. This Adams Central boys-girls doubleheader is the only action as far as the high schools are concerned tonight. Hastings High opening up their season last night, dropping a boys-girls doubleheader at Seward. Hastings St. Cecilia got their season started last night. The girls knocking off Columbus SCOTUS. The boys losing to SCOTUS in overtime. Then all three teams will be in action tomorrow on Saturday. Elkhorn South will be in town to take on Hastings High. 1 o'clock for the girls' varsity game tomorrow up at the Tiger Gym. 2:45 for the boys' contest. Adams Central will play on the road at Aurora late tomorrow afternoon. And tomorrow night, the girls will play at 4:45 with the boys to follow at 6:30. Hastings St. Cecilia will be on the road tomorrow. They'll be in Wahoo to play Bishop Newman. The boys' team there is ranked number one in the state in Class C2. Boys' game will go at 4 o'clock. The girls preceding that one at 2:30. So the high school basketball season is underway for the 2013-2014 season. I think we're going to have a good one here tonight between Adams Central and the Holdridge Dusters. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight as we get set for boys high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. So we're set to go. The Dusters are going to be dressed in their visiting purple uniforms here tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups. Are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Holdridge will start like this. Jared Carlson is a 6'3" and senior. Also getting a start tonight for Holdridge will be Dylan Hickson, a 6'2" and senior. Dakota Falk, a 5'11" and senior. Also Andrew Maskey, a 6'4" and senior. And Charles Hosier, a 6'3" and senior. So the Dusters going with an all-senior starting lineup in this first ball game for new head coach Drake Baronic. For the Adams Central Patriots, they will start this way. Garrett Sittner is a 6'1" and sophomore. David Bolin as a 6-foot freshman. He'll get a start tonight here for head coach Zach Foster. Alex Keller, a 5'11" and senior, also getting a start here for the Patriots. Tevin Anderson also getting a start, a 6-foot senior. And then Sam Lindblad is a 6'6" and senior. The Patriots are a new starting lineup. We'll go with Garrett Sittner, David Bullen, a couple of youngsters. Then Alex Keller is senior. Tevin Anderson is senior. And Sam Lindblad a senior. And the Patriots finished 21-6 a year ago, qualified for the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln before losing in the opening round there. So getting set to go with the high school basketball tonight. Right now, the playing of the national anthem on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem here tonight. We're set to go. Both of these teams want to get up and run up and down the floor here tonight. This one could be a track meet. Tell you what, great crowd on hand here for the opening game of the season at Adams Central High School. Good following from Holdridge down tonight to watch their team on the road here tonight. Adams Central are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue. Head coach Zach Foster is going to have some butterflies here for the Patriots as he got a freshman and a sophomore starting in the backcourt here for Adams Central in the first game of the 2013-2014 season. So jumping things up for Adams Central is going to be Sam Lindblad. Jared Carlson will jump her up for the Dusters, and the ball easily controlled by Adams Central. Patriots will shoot to our basket to our right. As AC has got the ball, Boland goes over there to the far sideline. Comes over here now to Sam Lindblad. Holdridge is going to start off with a man-to-man defense. Here's a Sittner driving the ball. We got a foul called immediately. So we're only 15 seconds into the ball game. A personal foul is going to be called on Dylan Hickson of Holdridge. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Dusters here in the ball game. Adams Central inbound, baseline right side. Underneath their own basket as Boland gets the ball in. Boland to Lindblad as they work it out here in the three-point territory. Tevin Anderson with the ball. There's a long three put up there by Boland. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hickson. Dylan Hickson with the rebound for Holdridge. And here come the Dusters for the first time this season. Andrew Maskey has got the ball. The Patriots will start off on a man-to-man defense. Hosier has got it at the top of the key over to Dakota Falk down on the baseline to Hickson. Hickson holds the ball against the Tevin Anderson. Hickson comes back out in three-point territory to Maskey. Comes across the top to Hickson. Hickson now to Falk. Free throw line extended left side. Top of the key. Hickson drives it down the lane. Shoves it down in the corner on the right side to a Jared Carlson. Good defense here by Adams Central on the opening possession. Maskey trying to drive the ball. It's going to be tipped away. It is picked up here. A long three-pointer put up from the far sideline. No good by Carlson. And the ball is rebounded by Anderson and a traveling violation in backcourt. Kevin Anderson a little indecision there in the backcourt trying to lead the break back the other way for Adams Central on a transition. First turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. We have played a minute and 4 seconds. No score between the Dusters and the Patriots. Adams Central, great job on defense on the opening possession of the ball game offensively for the Dusters. Carlson has got the ball here on the near sideline. Comes out to the top of the key. That's Hosier with the ball as they pound the ball inside. Here's a shot that's up there. It's no good by Maskey, and a foul is going to be called. Andrew Maskey just to the right of the basket got the ball there, and he's immediately fouled into play. And a personal is going to be called on Garrett Sittner of Adams Central. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Patriots, and going to the free throw line for the Holdridge Dusters will be Andrew Maskey. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Maskey misses the free throw. He'll get one more. We're down to 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter in a boys' game here tonight at the Patriots gym. No score between Adams Central and Holdridge. Now there is as Maskey gets the free throw to go down. 1-0 is the score. Holdridge has got the lead. Here comes Bowen back the other way now for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Anderson. Moves it down in the corner. A long-range jumper is put up there and in. A three-pointer put up there and in by Garrett Sittner. Sittner hits the three ball, and Adams Central goes out on top by a score of 3-1. 6.5 to play here in the first quarter. Now the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Holdridge ball. It was tipped to the near sideline. The Patriot coaching staff thought it was going AC's way. That's not the case. Jared Carlson will play things in here on the near sideline. 3-1 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in boys high school basketball. Dakota Falk has got it. He'll set things up to Charles Hosier. Comes over here to Maskey for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Grabbed here by Adams Central's Garrett Sittner. Sittner gets the ball ahead to Bowen. His shot is up there. Good. Bowen, the freshman, hits the three-pointer there for Adams Central. David Bowen. And Adams Central goes out on top now by the score of 6-1 here in the ball game on a couple of three-pointers. And now we got a foul called down here as Holdridge had the ball down in the baseline, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on number 44, the Sam Lindblad. And again, the foul portion of the scoreboard for some reason is not working tonight. The Sam Lindblad picks up the personal foul. 6-1 is the score. A three-pointer by David Bowen, a three-pointer by Garrett Sittner has got the Patriots the lead. That's team foul number two on Adams Central, so no free throws here. It'll be the Dusters playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jared Carlson will key things in. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Walker Honesty for Holdridge. Walker Honese, a 5'10" senior, as he checks into the ballgame now for head coach Drake Baranek. 5:54 to play first quarter, 6-1. The Patriots have the lead. Dixon has got the ball down on the baseline. There's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Carlson. Now it is good. High in the air and down through the hole it goes as Jared Carlson hits one back the other way. Driving for the hole is going to be Wormstad, and he runs over a man. And that's going to be a looks like a charging foul. No, they're going to whistle that one on Carlson back to the other end. So a foul called on Jared Carlson going to the free throw line for Adams Central. It's Kyler Wormstad, who just checked into the ballgame, and hits the free throw. 7-4 is the score now. So a couple of three-pointers, and now a free throw by Wormstad for Adams Central. 7-4 is the ballgame. Kyler Wormstad has got his second free throw coming up here. His shot is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good, and the rebound comes down here to Dylan Hickson. Holdridge can tie here with a three-point field goal. Running back the other way is Maskey. Maskey out here between the circles to Dylan Hickson. Hands it away to Dakota Falk. Two-handed pass down in the corner. Maskey for three. Shot is up there, no good. The ball tapped out of it. It's picked up in the corner by Jared Carlson. His pass in the lane is deflected. Picked up by Maskey. Down the lane he goes. His shot blocked. His own ball back. His follow shot is up and in, but we got a whistle before that second shot there. It's going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Bullen. Bullen picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Patriots. Sittner is going to check out. Also, Alex Keller is going to check out. Coming in there for Adams Central again is going to be Tevin Anderson as he returns to the lineup. And Jerome Halsey also into the ball game now for AC. Holdridge, here's a long-range jumper from the far side. A shot put up there is going to be no good by Carlson, but the ball is tapped out. Carlson gets the ball back here for the Dusters. Now to Dylan Hickson at the elbow. Dumps it away to Carlson. Drives for the hole. And shot is up there and in. Jared Carlson now with a 3-2. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Dusters are back to within 1 point. 7-6 is the score. Here comes AC back to their offensive zone. Tevin Anderson fires up a long-range jumper and hits it just inside the three-point arc. Tevin Anderson hits the field goal for Adams Central. That's his first field goal in the ball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 9-6. Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. Down in the baseline is Blake Schroeder. Takes it into the paint, throws it down in the opposite corner. Maskey for three, good. Andrew Maskey throws up the three ball from the right corner, and we are tied up at 9 points apiece here in the first quarter with 4.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter from the Patriots gym. Bounce pass goes inside. Lindblad has got it. Kicks it back out here to Wormstad. He's got it on the old block. Now back outside. Bowen, his shot is up and in. David Bowen, the freshman, cool as a cucumber. His first game on the varsity level, he's at 2 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 6 points. And it's now a 12-9 ball game. Here's a pass deflected away, picked up on the baseline by the Dusters as they keep the ball alive. Driving inside is going to be Hickson. Throws it down in the corner to Maskey. His shot for three is no good. Tevin Anderson with a rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Anderson came out of there with a ball, and a foul is going to be called here on Dakota Falk of the Dusters. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on Holdridge. Garrett Sittner comes into the ball game now for Adams Central. Halsey will check out. 12-9 is the score. Now head coach Drake Baranek over here at Holdridge wants to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Crozier Park Pharmacy, they are located at 405 East 14th Street. You can call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central has got the lead 12-9 over Holdridge tonight. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Wormstad. He weaves his way up the floor, throws it down in the corner. Tevin Anderson for three. His shot is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Maskey. Maskey gets the ball ahead to Dakota Falk. He dribbles the ball in the way. It's going to be tipped away. A turnover on Holdridge. The ball is picked up here by Bolin. Bolin down the right sideline. Gets it ahead now to Anderson down in the corner. Tevin Anderson, two-handed pass over to Sittner in the corner. His shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch there by Sam Lindblad. The Patriots not afraid to throw up the three ball here. getting up and down the floor, taking a three from just about anywhere. David Bowen has hit 2 3-pointers already here in the first quarter. Garrett Sittner is in a three. Kevin Anderson has got a two-pointer. 12-9 is the score. Adam Central with the early lead. Entry pass to get it inside to Maskey. He spins, goes down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Warmstadt. Brings it into the offensive zone. Holdridge will be in a man-to-man defense here. Driving toward the goal. It's going to be Bowen down in the corner to Sittner for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Dakota Falk. The ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. Falk was taking off there for the Dusters, but a personal foul is called on Adam Central. It's going to go on Warmstadt. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on Adam Central. Into the ball game now will be Alex Keller. He replaces Bowen. Also coming in there is going to be Jerome Halsey. Eight seniors graduated off of the Adam Central basketball team a season ago. That's a team that qualified for the state tournament down in Lincoln, but eight seniors are gone. So Zach Foster with a major rebuilding effort here for the 2013-2014 season. And some youngsters out there, a sophomore and a freshman, in the starting lineup for Adams Central to start the season. Dylan Hickson has got the ball on the wing on the right side. Dribbles down to the baseline. Now gets it out here to Brandon Kreitzer, who's into the ball game. Now to Carlson. Drives for the hole. The shot is up there. It's good. And let's see. We got a looks like we got a traveling violation called on Carlson as he was taking the ball to the rack there. A turnover on Holdridge. That's their second turnover this first quarter. Now the Dusters will apply some pressure back here. Sittner has got the ball down the right sideline. Sittner brings the ball to the forecourt. Now drives the ball into the lane. A bounce pass goes down to Halsey. Out to Tevin Anderson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebounded is saved there. Nice job by Jerome Halsey. Gets it in the hands of Warmstadt. Back outside for Sittner for three. His shot no good and the foul is called. Nice save down there by Jerome Halsey in the Coffin corner on the right side. And Halsey committing a personal foul here. That's going to be his first rebounding foul on Jerome Halsey. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter here at the Patriots gym. 12-9 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Here comes Holdridge back with the ball. That's a Kreitzer. Dribbles it into the paint. Throws it down in the corner. Carlson mishandles the ball. Picks it back up. Bounce pass goes inside to Maskey and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Anderson. Tevin Anderson leaning in on Andrew Maskey. They got the ball just to the left side of the lane down here. That's going to be the first foul on Tevin Anderson. Team foul number six already on Adams Central. Here in the first quarter, Dylan Hickson with the ball sends it down in the corner to Carlson for three. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Maskey. His follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Anderson. Tevin Anderson with the ball for Adams Central. The Warmstadt down the left sideline. Spins left side of the lane. Puts it up there right-handed. Shot no good. Nice move to the basket, but he couldn't finish. Carlson has got it now for Holdridge coming back the other way. Carlson gets it to Dylan Hickson. Hickson out here in three-point territory. Sends it to Kreitzer on the far side. Kreitzer holding on to the ball there. Adams Central is still in a man-to-man defense. Brendan Kreitzer on the dribble. Comes over here to the near sideline now. Down behind his screen. Kreitzer, left side of the lane. Drops it down low. Grabbing the ball. Carlson is on his up and in. Kreitzer gets the assist. Jared Carlson gets the field goal. Carlson now with 7 in the ball game. Adams Central with a 1-point lead. 12-11 is the score now. Garrett Sittner at the free throw line with his back to the basket. Sittner comes out here to Warmstadt, who spins it over here on the right side. Tevin Anderson drives the ball into the paint. His shot from 10. Good. Tevin Anderson, I like the way he's playing here in the first quarter for Adams Central. Tevin Anderson with 4 points in the ballgame. 14-11. There's a pass to Schroeder. His shot in the lane. Good. Blake Schroeder, the big guy, scores right in front of the basket there for the Dusters. 14-13. Bombs away for three by Warmstadt. His shot no good. Rebound Halsey had it knocked out of his hands, and he lost it out of his hands. I think Buzz Niederklein got in there, and actually Keller got in there and knocked the ball away from Halsey. It goes out of bounds. End of the ball game now will be Charles Hosier for Holdridge. Going out will be Blake Schroeder. Also coming in for the Dusters, Walker Honesty. And going out will be Dylan Hickson. 43 seconds to play here in the first quarter in boys high school basketball tonight. Adams Central is leading the Holdridge Dusters by a score of 14-13. Here's Dakota Falk with the ball now for Holdridge. Left-handed dribble comes into the offensive zone behind a double screen out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes over here to Charles Hosier. Now down on the baseline, his shot is up and in. Andrew Maskey works himself loose, and he scores. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Adam Central will play things in right in front of the scorer's table with 23 seconds to play. Here comes Sam Lindblad into the ballgame now for Adam Central, replacing Jerome Halsey. So Adams Central plays things in right in front of the scorer's table with 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's now a 15-14 ball game as the Holdridge Dusters have their first lead of the ball game. Late in the first quarter. Here's Tyler Warmstad with the ball. Now to Tevin Anderson out here in three-point territory. Loses control of the dribble. Picks it up on the far sideline. Anderson now to Warmstad. Brings it back to Alex Keller. On the dribble, moves it down on the baseline. 3 seconds. Here's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hozier. A shot from the back court is going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. The Holdridge Dusters with a lead over the Adams Central Patriots here in boys high school basketball. The score after one, it's Holdridge 15, Adams Central 14. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. One quarter in the books in boys high school basketball, 15-14. Holdridge out on top by a single point. Girls game was won by Holdridge tonight over Adams Central by a score of 62-38. The Dusters led at halftime 31-18. 15-14 here. Holdridge will have the ball to begin this second quarter. Here's Dakota Falk out here in three-point territory. Adams Central saves with a man-to-man. Maskey down the right side of the lane. Puts on a move. His shot is up there and in. Maskey scores over Lindblad. Maskey with 8 points in the ball game. And now Holdridge has got a three-point lead over Adams Central. It is 17-14. Dusters in a man-to-man defense. Keller drives it. Gives it off to Lindblad, and he's hacked on the arm. Lindblad going up with a shot there. Good dribble penetration by Keller, who dumps it off to Lindblad, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Charles Hozier. That's going to be his first team foul, number 4 on the Dusters here in the first half of play. Sam Lindblad to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Lindblad will have one more. Adams Central now 1 out of 3 for the free throw line here in this first half of play. 17-14. Dusters have the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Lindblad hits 1 out of 2, and the Patriots are back within 2. 17-15. Here's Dakota Falk with the ball now, and the dribble for Holdridge behind a double screen at the free throw line. Falk moves it to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down. It's going to go to Andrew Maskey. Maskey is double teamed, trying to put a move on Lindblad. Forces up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Lindblad. It's going to be saved here. Saved by Sittner, right in the hands of Lindblad. Hits the ball ahead to Bullen. Now to Alex Keller. Back out to Tevin Anderson. Patriots will set up offensively. Here's a Bullen with the ball. Now to Tevin Anderson. Anderson stops and pops for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Carlson. Nobody entered the boards that time for Adams Central for a potential rebound. Driving the baseline. His shot is up and in here by Dylan Hickson, and he's fouled in the play. Dylan Hickson scores for Holdridge, and the personal foul is going to be called on Tevin Anderson. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Anderson. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play is going to be Hickson. Coming into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Warmstad. Tevin Anderson will come to the bench. So going to the free throw line here will be Dylan Hickson to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there, hits the front iron, and it rolls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Warmstad. So it's a four-point ball game. 19-15 is the score. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Dusters. Driving. Here's Lindblad. His shot is up there. No good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Charles Hozier. Hozier now to Carlson here on the near sideline. Sends it down in the corner to the left side. Hickson brings it up high on the block now to Hozier. Back outside in three-point territory to Dakota Falk. Right side bombs away. Maskey for three. Shot no good. Ball tapped out. Bowman has got it. 2-on-4 coming back the other way for Adams Central. The whole thing's up. Warmstead has got it. Now to Sittner. Out here in three-point territory. Driving the ball. Spinning. Left side of the lane. Kicks it down there to Lindblad. Back outside the ring now. Warmstead has got it. Back down to Sittner in the corner. Garrett Sittner with the ball. Now to Warmstead. Warmstead dribbles away. Goes to the top of the key now. And now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Patriots look a little unorganized there offensively. Zach Foster calls a timeout. 6 minutes to play here in the first half of the Patriots gym. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central trailing Holdridge. The Dusters 19, Adams Central 15.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central. 19-15. Holdridge with a lead here over AC. Alex Keller will inbound the ball following the timeout. Here's a long-range jumper by Bowen from several feet behind the three-point arc. That's going to be no good. Rebound Sittner back outside to Warmstead. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Dakota Falk. Back-to-back threes that wouldn't go there for the Patriots. Maskey back with the ball now for Holdridge. Dakota Falk picked up out here by Bowen of AC. Dakota Falk comes over to Charles Hosier. Now back out to the top of the key. Carlson sends it right side of the wing to Hickson. Drives the ball toward the goal. A scoop shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Dylan Hickson. The basket counts, and a personal foul is going to be called on Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Patriots here in this first half of play. Here's Hickson's free throw. It's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Alex Keller. 21-15. A 6-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Dusters. There's a jumper up there by Bullen. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. A running one-hander down the left side of the lane by Bullen. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Dakota Falk of Holdridge. That's going to be the second foul on Falk. Team foul number 5 called on the Dusters. Going to the free throw line will be David Bullen. He's got 6 points in the ball game so far. Make it 7 as he hits his first free throw of the year. David Bowen, just a freshman in there for Adams Central. 6 foot and a freshman. He's nailed 2 3-pointers so far here in this first half of play. Back into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Jerome Halsey. Coming to the bench will be Lindblad. Also down at the scorer's table checking in will be Brendan Kreitzer. Kreitzer checking in for the Dusters, and going out will be Dakota Falk. 21-16, Adams Central trailing here in boys high school basketball. David Bowen will have one more. Little guy puts it up there, and the shot good. Maybe 135 pounds soaking wet. 21-17 is the score. Adams Central still down by 4 points. Brendan Kreitzer with the ball for the Dusters. The Hoosier on the high block. Now they throw it down low. Here's a shot taken by Maskey. No good, and the foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Maskey. He misses the first shot. He was battling for the rebound, and he picks up the personal foul for his efforts. First foul on Andrew Maskey. Team foul number 6 on the Dusters. Adams Central has got the ball now here in backcourt. 21-17 is the score. Bringing the ball back will be Bowen as he trots it across the midcourt stripe behind a screen by Jerome Halsey. And now we got a foul called. Halsey sent a screen right at the top of the key there. We got a kicking violation. No foul call, just a kicking violation on Holdridge. So it'll be Adams Central playing things in here on the near sideline. Alex Keller will trigger things in. Alex Keller will come into the backcourt. That's Garrett Sittner with the ball. Sittner, right-handed dribble, brings it back into the offensive zone to Warmstead. Bounce pass, kicked out of bounds again. Getting his foot out there was Charles Hosier for Holdridge. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Patriots trailing by 4, 21-17. Warmstead has got it. Outside to Sittner, now to Keller. Down in the corner to Bowen. Is running one-hander in the lane. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called. Bowen's shot would not go as it hits off of the right side of the basket there. Now a personal foul is going to be called. And let's see, this is going to go on Holdridge. It's going to go on Jared Carlson. That's going to be his second foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Tyler Warmstead for Adams Central. Warmstead 1 out of 2 from the free throw line here tonight. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good as he misses the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound comes down to Maskey. So the score remains at 21-17, down to 4:45 to play here in the second quarter. Hennessy has got the ball. Now to Carlson out here in three-point territory. Carlson drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. They wave this one off. A foul before the shot there. The basket does not count. And the personal foul is going to be called on Adam Central's Garrett Sittner. And for Sittner, I think that's three personal fouls on him. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Patriots. So Garrett Sittner has now got three personal fouls. Going to the free throw line will be Jared Carlson for Holdridge. He's got 7 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Coming down with it is going to be Adam Central's Alex Keller. Keller with the ball gets it into the hands now of David Bolin. He'll bring things up. Bolin trots it across the midcourt stripe as Holdridge stays with a man-to-man defense. Halsey sets his screen. Bolin can't do anything with it. Buzz Niederklein has got the ball now. Niederklein sends it down in the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover on Adam Central. That's their third of the ball game. Here come the Dusters down in the corner. Honesty's shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Halsey. Jerome comes to the near sideline. Here's a Buzz Niederklein with the ball for the Patriots. Buzz gets it away to Alex Keller. 4 minutes to play here in quarter number two. It's 21-17. Holdridge has got the lead. Alex Keller with the ball out here near the 10-second line. Keller dribbling to the ball. Picked up there defensively by Maskey. Hands the ball away to Buzz. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Down for the rebound. Foul is called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Adam Central. That's going to go on Jerome Halsey. That's going to be his second. So 10 fouls plus now in Adam Central here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Andrew Maskey. Maskey's got 8 points in the ball game thus far. He's hit a three. He's got a couple of twos. He's one out of two from the free throw line. Here he'll have two shots. His first one is up there. That hits the back iron, and it's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Here comes Hickson back in the ball game. Jared Hunke comes in now for the first time for Holdridge. Going out is going to be Carlson and Kreitzer. End of the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Cale Pleak as he comes in for the first time, and Jerome Halsey will go to the bench. 21-17, the Dusters have the lead. There's the next shot up there from the free throw line. That is up. It is good. So Maskey hits one out of two from the free throw line, and the Dusters now have a 5-point lead again at 22-17. They led by as many as six so far here in the first half of play. Alex Keller with the ball at the top of the key. Alex Keller drives the ball down the lane to the goal. He goes. A left-handed layup is up there, and he's fouled into play. Nice move to the basket there. He is fouled into play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Andrew Maskey is hit with a personal foul. Alex Keller will go to the free throw line and try to convert on a three-point attempt here the old-fashioned way. 22-19 is the score. Adam Central now down by 3 points. Keller can slice into the lead right here. His shot is up there. It's a brick. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Maskey. So still a three-point ball game, 22-19. Here's Hunke back into the forecourt now for Holdridge. Dusters have it on the far sideline to Hosier. They lob it inside to Hickson. He is double-teamed, triple-teamed. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cale Pleak. Pleak has got it for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Buzz Niederklein down the right sideline. Buzz finding a seam, drives it to the goal. He puts it up there right-handed. His shot is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose and it's taken down here by Hosier. And we have got a double dribble violation. Hosier was taken off down the other way, and he's hit with a double dribble violation. That is 4 turnovers on Holdridge so far here in the first half of play. Here comes Blake Schroeder back into the ball game now for Holdridge, replacing Charles Hosier. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in quarter number two. The Holdridge Dusters out on top of Adams Central tonight by a score of 22-19. In the season opener for both of these teams, Adams Central inbound from underneath their own basket. David Bolin back into the ball game. He plays things into Pleak. Gets it outside to Steinkruger. Down in the corner to Bolin. His shot for three is no good. Gets his own rebound, and he's checked on the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Holdridge, and the personal is going to be whistled on Blake Schroeder. That's going to be his first foul. To the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be David Bolin. He's got 8 points in the ball game already. A couple of three-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. That one rattles around and goes down through the hole. So the Patriots are now within 2 points at 22-20. David Bolin again will go to the line for his second shot. Just a freshman. Been a long time since a freshman has played on the Adams Central boys basketball team. And he got to start tonight. Second shot is up there, is good. Bowen is now 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points, 22-21. Adams Central back to within 1 point. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Hunky. That's going to be no good. A whistle is called in the rebound. And now we have a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Holdridge. Personal foul called in the Dusters, I think. Let's see. It's going to go on Jackson Burney. They just checked in there. Jackson Burney for Holdridge. A 6'4" freshman who's playing here for head coach Drake Baranek. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Buzz Niederklein. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. That's the 10th team foul called on Holdridge, so this is a two-shot opportunity for Buzz Niederklein. He misses his first one. 22-21, the Patriots down by 1 point. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Maskey. The Buzz Niederklein misses a couple of free throws. There comes Jared Hunke with the ball now for Holdridge. Comes into the offensive zone, picked up by Niederklein. Throws it to the far sideline to Honesty. Honesty now to Dylan Hickson. Adams Central is in the man-to-man. Hickson drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. His shot is up there, no good, but he's fouling the play. Hickson put up there high off the glass, but it would not go. And a personal foul is going to be called here on David Bolin. That's going to be his second foul. Ari on the bench with 3 for Adams Central is Garrett Sittner. So it's going to be Holdridge going to the free throw line now with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Second quarter, 22-21. Holdridge with the lead. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Dylan Hickson. Hickson now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have one more. Alex Keller coming into the ball game now, replacing David Bolin. Head coach Zach Foster does not want Bolin to pick up his third foul here in the final 2 minutes and 28 seconds of the second quarter. Here comes the next free throw by Hickson. It's up there and in. So Hickson hits a pair. And Holdridge has a 3-point lead now over Adams Central. The score is 24-21. Adams Central will come back with the basketball. Patriots trail at the end of the first quarter by a score of 15-14. Keller will bring things up for Adams Central. Right-handed dribble. He'll work one-on-one here against Charles Hosier. Keller falls down as he comes into the offensive zone, and Hosier's going to be hit with a personal foul. Charles Hosier picks up his second for Holdridge. That's going to be 10 fouls plus on the Dusters. And that's going to send Adams Central to the free throw line. Alex Keller will throw the mark now. Keller's got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. He is 0 out of 1 for the free throw line. They'll have 2 shots here at the 2:21 mark. So Alex Keller toes the mark here for the Patriots. Looks up there, fires it up, and it's good. Keller will get one more. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Andrew Maskey back in there. Here comes Gerald Carlson back in. Hosier's going to come to the bench. Also coming to the bench for the Dusters is going to be Honesty. Alex Keller will have one more from the free throw line. 24-22. Dusters have the lead. Keller takes a deep breath, fires it up there. The shot good. So he fires up 2 shots, and he makes both of them. 24-23. The Patriots back to within 1. Wait here in the second quarter with 2:15 to play. Jared Carlson has got the ball out here in 3-point territory, driving the ball down the right side of the lane. He's trapped. Carlson gets the ball away, sliding for the hole, grabbing the ball and scoring is Jackson Burney. Adams Central had him stopped on the right side of the lane. Jackson Burney cut toward the hole. They got him the ball, and Burney lays it in. 26-23. Dusters have a 3-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Back in their offensive zone, Dylan Steinkruger, the quarterback of the football team this year, sends it down in the corner on the left side. Dylan with the ball down there is going to be Warmstad, and he's going to be called for the traveling violation. Trying to get too fancy there as he's trying to drive it into the lane, and Warmstad is hit with a traveling violation. 5 turnovers on Adams Central here in this first half of play. 26-23 is the score. It's a 3-point lead for the Dusters. Holdridge has got the ball. Jared Hunke back in there. He brings it back into the offensive zone. Hunke comes over here to Dylan Hickson. Still beyond the 3-point circle, picked up there by Keller. He gets it into the hands of Gerald Carlson, who gets some instructions now from the Holdridge coaching staff down here to our right. There's a feed to Jackson Burney. Free throw line extended left side. Good defense here by Adams Central. Out to Hickson. Hickson dribbles it to the elbow. Bounce pass down on the baseline. The ball's going to be knocked loose and is picked up by AC. Third turnover on Holdridge. Running back the other way is Warmstad. Warmstad kicks it out here to Keller. Keller left side of the lane. Nice pass underneath. The shot is up and in. Cale Pleak wide open for the Patriots. He scores on a nice pass by Keller. 26-25 is the score now. The Dusters have a 1-point lead. Hunke with the ball now for Holdridge. He dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane. Jump pass down in the corner to Maskey. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wormstaff. Adams Central can pull ahead here with a field goal. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 26-25. We'll see if Zach Foster goes for the final shot here in the second quarter. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Wormstaff. To the far sideline, Alex Keller. He backs him on out near the 10-second line. We're down to 27 seconds to play. It appears AC will go for the final shot here in the second quarter. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 26-25. Keller just dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Maskey. Keller gets loose. He drives for the basket. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jackson Burney. Now with 10 seconds to play. Holdridge has got the ball. Jared Carlson gets it into the forecourt. Sends it down in the corner to Hickson. Hickson puts up a runner in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Pleak. His shot from backcourt is no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Good basketball game here for the season opener for Holdridge and Adams Central here tonight. The score at halftime, Holdridge out on top of Adams Central. It's the Dusters 26, the Patriots 25. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. And this is going to be nice. They have shut all the lights off in the gym for a halftime performance here. As the Adams Central Stars dressed in their camouflage and their now this is a first. I've never done a halftime show completely in the dark, so we'll do the next best thing here. Tim Barker is going to join us here at halftime here tonight. And Coach, you knew it was going to be a big obstacle in the first ball game tonight in the girls' contest. Holdridge just too much for you guys to handle here tonight.
Yeah, we needed to get off to a little bit better start. I knew that we'd be nervous out there, and we needed to be able to hang in there. And then we did kind of settle in, but, we just couldn't keep scoring with them. They had great defensive pressure, and a lot of things that we were trying to do, we were just a step late, and they were able to recover fast enough. We couldn't finish our plays.
Again, Adams Central dropping the first ball game of the girls' contest tonight to a pretty good Holdridge team. They're state ranked in both Metro newspapers. Now, tonight we kind of figured out why they're ranked. They're pretty good tonight.
Yeah, they're a solid team. They've got a great point guard that's out front, and they got two good post players that play really well inside, and then they've got some other players on the perimeter that, supplement what those players do really well. And they played good defense, made us play a little faster than where we're used to playing, and that's part of what we've got to get figured out. It's hard for us to mimic that with the kids that we have in practice. We're getting better at it, but we're just not there yet. And that showed up here a little bit as we had some turnovers that, you just can't have if you're going to stick in these games like this. And then we put them on the free throw line too late, where we were late getting in defensive position, and they shot free throws really well tonight.
I guess the biggest problem was the turnovers you had, especially early in the ball game. You guys are trying to bring the ball up against their pressure and really did not handle that very well.
Yeah, and that was frustrating. Some of that was early jitters, and some of that was, a little bit of their team speed and them being able to pressure us. They pressured us into some unforced stuff, really. And, that was a little disappointing. And, we just didn't finish on our break. We had people that were out of position. Some people were a little bit farther inside, and we wanted them outside. And just some bugs like that we've got to get fixed. Everybody knows everybody is.
we were kind of concerned with Rachel Jeldon before the fall game. You guys kept her pretty well under control, just 7 points, but it was Juliana Burr that hit for 16 for the Dusters as they go on to beat Adams Central tonight in the girls' ball game on a score of 62-38. Obviously, you saw some good things out of there, out of your basketball team. What did you see tonight?
We want to play a little bit more aggressive than what we did here tonight, but we did get some of the cuts that we wanted. We had people looking at those cuts. They were open. We just weren't able to finish plays. And we did a decent job getting the ball to our shooters, but we had some shooters that turned down shots that they need to be taken. And I think a lot of that is nerves. And hopefully, getting this first game out, we'll be able to come out and do a better job tomorrow finishing plays. That was the biggest thing. And then turn it over on the press and in some unforced situations where they really weren't trapped. We were just, the pressure was there, but we didn't get to where we needed, and we made some passes. They were able to get tips on and get steals.
So you go on the road now and play Aurora tomorrow, and then you come back next week, a full week. So your first 2 weeks here are going to be extremely busy. Not a whole lot of practice time. If you're going to improve, you're going to have to do it in game-like situations.
Yeah, and that's okay, too. I mean, we've got to get some things figured out. We need to be going game speed. We've got some kids that need to recognize their role on the team, and when it's their turn to score, their time to score, we need them to do that. We keep trying to work on being able to get to the free throw line a little bit better and put some pressure on teams. And again, we're trying to get some kids healthy, and that will help, just getting them some more games in. And it'll be a tough game with Aurora tomorrow, and then it doesn't really get any easier after that. So we'll figure out where we are mentally when we get done with those games. And I like these kids. I like some of the things that they do. We just need to get more comfortable with what we're doing, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, your next three games, you got Aurora on the road tomorrow. Then you've got Sandy Creek on the road next Tuesday. Then you got Kearney Catholic next Thursday at home. So the next three games are brutal.
Yeah, and then we got Centura on top of that. They play good defense too. So, there aren't going to be any easy games down the road, and you always hear some of those cliches somewhere, steel sharpens steel. So sometimes you got to step up to the plate and take what's coming, and that's where we'll be.
All right, good luck tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, Tim Marker, the girls basketball coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, they took one on the chin earlier tonight to the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 62-38. I'm glad to say the lights are back on now here at the Patriots gym after the glow-in-the-dark performance put up there by the Adams Central Stars dance team. The lights are back on, so we can get back to our halftime statistics and a whole lot more as we continue here with high school basketball. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old, and I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Nebraska volleyball tonight in the NCAA tournament. It was Nebraska beating Fairfield, scores of 25-15, 25-9, and 25-17. The Huskers advance now to play Oregon at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Oregon is a team that ended Nebraska's season last year in the Omaha Regional Finals. So those two teams will get together again tomorrow as Nebraska defeats Fairfield tonight. Scores of 25-15, 25-9, and 25-17. First serve tomorrow night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center will be at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS following Hastings College basketball beginning at about 6:30 tomorrow night. So we're at halftime with a boys' ball game here between Holdridge and Adams Central. The Patriots are trailing the Dusters by a score of 26-25. Holdridge had a 15-14 first quarter lead. The scoring in the ball game for Adams Central so far David Bowen leading the way, the freshman. He has got 10 points. He's got a couple of three-point field goals, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorer is Alex Keller. He's got 4 points. Tevin Anderson has got 4. 3 points for Garrett Sittner. 2 points for Cale Pleak, and 1 point for Sam Lindblad. For the Holdridge Dusters, they're being led so far by Andrew Maskey. He has got 9 points. Maskey has got a three-pointer, and he's got a couple of two-point field goals, and he's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Dusters, you've got Jared Carlson with 7 points. You've got Dylan Hickson with 6. You've got Jackson Burney with 2 points, and Blake Schroeder has got 2. So it's 26-25, our score here at halftime. Holdridge with a one-point lead. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jim Brandt in Hastings.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is the destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Tevin Anderson throws up a three-pointer for the Patriots from the left side of the lane. That won't go, and the ball bounces up, and it's one of the support arms above the basket, so Holdridge will get the ball here. 26-25 is the score. The Dusters out on top of Adams Central in boys high school basketball. Backdoor play going up for the shot. Nice one. Executed beautifully as Jared Carlson gets the field goal. They lob it down there on the back door, and Carlson, he scores as he banks one home off of the glass. 28-25 is a three-point lead for the Dusters. Adams Central works within their offensive zone here, shooting to our basket to our left. As we view it here in the second half, here's Bowen with the ball. Bowen drives it toward the goal. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by the Dusters. Dylan Hickson winds his way through the traffic there. Now a traveling violation as Hickson lost his footing. He goes down inside the free throw circle, and he's hit with a traveling violation. It's only the fourth turnover on the Holdridge here. Very good for this point of the season at the season opener. Adams Central has only got 5 turnovers. A well-played basketball game for the season opener here tonight. 28-25 is the score. Adams Central down by 3 points. Bowen has got the ball. Right-handed dribble comes behind the screen. Throws it down in the corner to Tevin Anderson. Anderson, two-handed pass, comes out between the rings. Now to Lindblad. Over to Garrett Sittner on the wing. Angles toward the basket. Dumps it off down low. A shot by Lindblad is no good, and he's fouling the play. This is Evan Lindblad, who's into the ball game now for AC. He draws the personal foul as the personal is going to be whistled here on Charles Hosier of the Holdridge Dusters. That's going to be his third. Evan Lindblad to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Sam Lindblad, Evan Lindblad on the Patriot basketball team for this 2013-2014 season. Evan Lindblad is in there now. He's a 6'5" junior. Sam Lindblad is a 6'6" senior. The second shot rims around about 3 times and falls off of there. No good. So it's 28-26. Here's a long-range jumper by Maskey for 3. No good. Rebound comes down to Bowen of Adams Central. Down the near sideline to Tevin Anderson. Back out to Bowen for 3. His shot is up there. Good! David Bowen has got 3 three-pointers. He's got 13 points in the ballgame, and Adams Central has got the lead. 29-28 with 6.5 minutes to play here in this third quarter. And here's a turnover now in Holdridge. Unable to hang on the ball right in front of the Holdridge bench was Gerald Carlson. Turnover number 5 on the Dusters. Adams Central now playing with a 1-point lead, 29-28. We're in the third quarter here at the Patriot Gym. Here's Bowen for 3. His shot's going to be short this time. Rebound, Lindblad. He loses control and rolls out down in the corner. It's picked up by Sittner. Moves to his left. Fires up a 17-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Anderson. Now to Lindblad. Shot on the baseline from 5. His shot no good, and a foul is called. Personal foul here will go on Adams Central, I do believe. Let's see, the official coming to the near sideline. No, it's going to go against Holdridge. Blake Schroeder picks up the personal foul for the Dusters. That's going to be number two on him. That's going to be team foul number two on the Dusters. Adam Central plays things in. They lob it to Lynn Blatt in the lane. The ball's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Maskey. Turnover number six on Adam Central. Back the other way. Here come the Dusters. Dylan Hickson has got the ball. Here on the near sideline as they lob it in to Maskey. He spins, puts a move on, throws up a shot. No good. He's fouling the play. Sam Lindblad is going to be the guilty party there for Adams Central. That's going to be his second. 5:52 to play here in the third quarter. It's 29-28. Adams Central leading by a point. Andrew Maskey will go to the free throw line now. He is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. He's got 9 points. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. He'll get one more. Maskey fouled in the act of shooting. Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Briar Cliff. Airtime at 1:45. From the Osborne Sports Complex. Second shot is up there. It is good by Andrew Maskey. And now we are tied up at 29 points apiece. 5:47 to play here in quarter number three from the Patriots. Jim sitting there with the ball. So Lindblad, they get it inside to Evan Lindblad. His shot is up and in. Sam gets the assist. Evan gets the field goal. And it's 31-29. The Patriots have the lead. Now they're going with both Lindblads in there. So Adams Central has got a much taller lineup out there now against this Holdridge Duster squad. Hickson has got the ball, high right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Maskey, down to Hickson. He throws up a running one-hander in the lane. It's going to be no good. Ball is rebounded there by Evan Lindblad. Evan has got the ball, gets it now into the hands of Bullen. Rushes the ball back the other way. Bullen down the right side of the lane. He tries to dump it off. The ball deflected, picked up by Lindblad. The Bullen in the corner shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's loose in the lane. 2, 3, 4 players hit the deck, and a jump ball is called. A jump ball is called here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Dusters. So Holdridge will get it on the alternating jump. 4:59 to play here in the third quarter in boys high school basketball. Again, in the girls game tonight, all Holdridge, as the Dusters beat Adams Central by a score of 62-38. Adams Central plays at Aurora tomorrow. 31-29 is the score here. The Patriots with a 2-point lead. Jared Carlson moves it down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Maskey. No good. Offensive rebound poked away. It's loose, and it's going to be out here in the three-point territory to Folk. Folk sends it to the left side to Carlson. His three-pointer is put up there and in. The ball was loose. Holdridge picks it up, and they score on a three-pointer. Lindblad at the other end. His shot is up and in. Evan Lindblad now with 4 points in the ballgame. The Patriots have a one-point lead. 33-32 is the score. Dakota Folk has got the ball now for Holdridge. Goes on the far sideline to Jared Carlson. Carlson picked up by Bullen. They're working to Hickson. Now down in the corner to Schroeder. And Schroeder wasn't looking. Just throws the ball in the backcourt. Chased down back there by Carlson. An over and back violation. Blake Schroeder had it on the wing. He just wasn't looking to where he was throwing the ball. He just throws it into the backcourt. Nobody was there. So an over and back violation on Holdridge. That's going to be the sixth turnover on the Dusters. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. They get out here to Anderson for three. Shot good. Kevin Anderson knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Adams Central now leading by 4 points, 36-32. Down to 4 minutes to play here in quarter number three. Andrew Maskey has got the ball. Maskey now to Gerald Carlson. Carlson heads for the hoop. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Good block there by Anderson of AC. It'll be Holdridge playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with Gerald Carlson. Carlson holding on to the ball here, looking. Looking. Finally comes way out on top here to Dakota Falk. Sends it back down in the corner. Carlson wide open for three. Shot is off of the front iron. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound to Lindblad. Lindblad gets it away. Now to Bullen. Gets the ball ahead now. Far sideline to Warmstadt. Tyler Warmstadt is into the ball game. Brings it up on the wing on the right side. Who gets it into the hands now of Bullen. Bullen penetrates left side of the lane. Bounce pass to Lindblad. His shot from 12. It's going to be no good. Rebound Bullen. Offensive rebound for Bullen out to Tevin Anderson. Anderson trying to drive it down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops from 10. Shot good. Off of the window. Kevin Anderson scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Patriots are out to a 6-point lead now. 38-32 with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in quarter number three from the Patriots gym. Gerald Carlson with the ball to Dakota Falk out here near the 10-second line. Picked up there by a Kyler Warmstadt. Going with it out here is a Dakota Falk. The ball tipped away, but Falk picks her back up. Now goes back door. There's a shot up there. Good. Dylan Hickson scores. Folk had problems with it out here in three-point territory, but recovered and got the ball to Dylan Hickson, who lays it in. There's a three-pointer put up there and in by Sam Lindblad. He knocks down a three-pointer. raining threes here tonight. The Patriots are out to a 7-point lead, 41-34, the biggest lead of the ball game here for AC. There's a three-pointer back the other way by Maskey. His shot is up and in. Andrew Maskey nails it three, and now head coach Drake Baronic wants to call a timeout. Drake Baronic wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in quarter number three. And the score is Adams Central 41 and Holdridge 37.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
This time out brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. Holdridge led 15-14 after the first quarter. Dusters still led 26-25 at halftime, but the Patriots out on top now by 4 points at 41-37. David Bowen leading the way so far for Adams Central. He's got 13 points. Tevin Anderson has now got 9 points here for AC. Leading the way for the Holdridge Dusters in this ball game is Andrew Maskey. He's got 13. Jared Carlson has got 12 points. Adams Central plays things in here in backcourt. Wormstead has got it. He'll bring things up against Dylan Hickson. Wormstead with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. Comes over here to Tevin Anderson. Anderson out to Bowen for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Lindblad had it. He lost it. It's picked up by Carlson. Carlson gets it in the hands of Brendan Kreitzer, who's back into the ball game. Back outside. Maskey for three. Shot's going to be way short. Rebound is loose. Maskey saves it, but right into the hands of Jerome Halsey of Adams Central. Halsey down to David Bowen down the near sideline. Wormstead for three from the corner. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brendan Kreitzer. Kreitzer runs her back the other way for the Dusters. Stops at the elbow left side of the lane. A bounce pass out to Carlson on the far sideline. Back inside to Hozier. Outside, here's a three-pointer put up there by Maskey. No good. Offensive rebound hits, and he loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Maskey. Back out near the 10-second line to Kreitzer. Kreitzer now moves it to the far sideline as they dribble with the ball over there. Kreitzer gets it to Carlson. Back to Kreitzer. Down to 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's a Hickson driving with the ball, spinning, putting up a shot off of the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Evan Lindblad. Lindblad has got it for Adams Central. Gets it away now to a David Bowen as he hustles into the forecourt, drives it toward the goal. And scoop shot is up there, no good. Tip try by Halsey, no good. And the rebound comes down to Carlson, running back the other way. Two on two, Carlson in the hole. His shot is blocked with a foul called. Devin Anderson, I believe, is the guilty party right here. That's going to be his third. And now Garrett Sittner has got three. Devin Anderson is going to have three fouls. That's going to be team foul number three on the Patriots here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting situation, a two-shot foul, as Jared Carlson will toe the mark here for the Holdridge Dusters. 41-37 is the score. Adams Central leading. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in by Gerald Carlson. Here comes a host of substitutes in there. Sittner is coming in. Also Alex Keller coming in. Looks like Charles Hozier is going to come in now for Holdridge, replacing Andrew Maskey. 41-38 is the score. Adams Central is up by 3 points. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be good. Carlson hits a couple of free throws, and now it's a 2-point ball game. 41-39, now with a minute to play here in the third quarter from the Patriots gym. Wormstead has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Wormstead dribbling with his left hand. Wormstead finds a seam, takes the ball all the way to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Wormstead is dribbling here on the left side of the lane. Found a little seam in that defense of Holdridge. So you're right to the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Dusters. I guess Charles Hozier picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Kyler Wormstead. Wormstead with 1 point in the ball game, 1 out of 3 from the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Buzz Niederklein. Garrett Sittner will come to the bench. Down to the scorer's table, checking in for Holdridge is going to be Blake Schroeder. And coming out is going to be Charles Hozier. Also coming in for the Patriots is going to be Evan Lindblad. And coming out will be Sam Lindblad. Also coming down to the scorer's table, Andrew Matsky, as he checks in. Dylan Hickson also going to check in. Honesty is going to check out. And also running out here for Holdridge is going to be Jackson Burney. 48 seconds to play, all that with under a minute to go here in the third quarter. There's a free throw by Wormstadt. That one's going to be good. Adams Central now with a three-point lead, 42-39. Here come the Dusters back with the ball. Brendan Kreitzer sends it to Carlson. High on the left side. Carlson holding the ball there against Bullen. Top of the key to Kreitzer. Moves to his right on the dribble. Now he picks her up. Now we got a foul called. A two to the whistle underneath the basket here. A foul here is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Patriots, so no free throws here. It'll be Holdridge playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Halsey. Checking out is going to be David Bullen. 34 seconds to play. Holdridge will inbound. They come way out on top here to Dylan Hickson. Hickson sends over to Kreitzer. Down in the corner now to Carlson. Left side of the lane. They get it in there. There's Matsky. His shot's going to be no good. Tip try no good. Rebound comes down to AC. Adams Central with the ball with 25 seconds to go. Down the right sideline is going to be Buzz Niederklein. Niederklein flips it away to Alex Keller. Adams Central looking for one shot here. And there's a pass by Keller. It's going to be deflected. And it's going to be brought down by Holdridge. A turnover on the Patriots. That's their seventh of the ball game. 9 seconds to play. Carlson drives the ball down in the corner. Matsky for three. Shot good. Andrew Matsky throws up the three ball, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Matsky hits the three to tie up this ball game. We're headed to the fourth and final quarter. We are tied. The score is Adams Central 42, Holdridge 42. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College in Briarcliff tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHS from the Osborne Sports Complex. Airtime will be at 1:45. The women's game will be at 2. The guys will follow at 4 o'clock. Hastings College Bronco basketball tomorrow afternoon on 1230 KHS. Tied up at 42 points apiece. Adams Central with the opening possession of the fourth. Here's Lindblad. His shot is up and in. They got on the ball. Evan Lindblad in the paint there. It's his third field goal of the ball game. Adams Central with the lead. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. An offensive foul on Dylan Hickson. Dylan Hickson hits the field goal, but he's hit with an offensive foul. A second foul on Dylan Hickson. So the Patriots now with a two-point lead, 44-42. And Adams Central brings the ball back here. David Bullen has got it now. David Bullen, right-handed dribble. Bounce pass goes over there. That's going to be Sam Lindblad with the ball. Now to Evan Lindblad. He hands it away to Bullen. Bullen, and now a palming violation. David Bullen is in with a palming violation here. That's going to be turnover number 8 in the ball game for Adams Central. 7:29 to play in the ball game. 44-42. The Patriots with a 2-point lead. Here comes Holdridge back to the ball. Back into the offensive zone. That's going to be Dakota Falk dribbling with it here. Picked up by Sittner. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Anderson. 3-on-2. Anderson goes to Sittner. Down to the baseline. Sittner comes out to Anderson at the elbow. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Falk. Holdridge turns it away for the seventh time, but the Patriots cannot convert on the opposite end. 44-42. It's a 2-point ball game. For Adams Central down in the corner. Matsky has got it. AC stays with a man-to-man defense. Schroeder comes across the top to Folk. Folk moves it to the left sideline. Carlson has got it. Carlson against Bolin. Carlson moves it down on the baseline, forces up a shot, no good. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Sittner. Garrett Sittner down the right sideline now for the Patriots. Hustles back into the forecourt out to Bolin. Fakes the three. Dribbles the ball down the lane. His runner up there. Good. David Bolin scores. Bolin now with 15 points in the ball game, and the Patriots have a four-point lead, 46-42. We are in quarter number four here tonight with 6.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Dakota Falk at the elbow. Right side of the lane, now to Dylan Hickson, picked up by Tevin Anderson. He drives the ball, and a foul is going to be called. So this time, Hickson gets the personal foul called, and Tevin Anderson, it was just the opposite a couple of possessions ago. Anderson picks up the foul. He's going to check out now. That's his fourth personal foul. Back in there for Adams Central is going to be Kyler Wormstead. Non-shooting situation, that's only the fourth team foul in Adams Central. The Dusters have four fouls here in the second half, so it'll be a while before you see a free throw. Here comes Dakota Falk with the ball. Down in the corner, Carlson for three. Shot is off the front iron, no good. Rebound lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Wormstead. On the weak side, Kyler could not pull her in there. Goes out of bounds, it's going to be Holdridge ball. It will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Gerald Carlson will inbound the ball here for the Dusters. He's got it. He looks and he gets it in to Dakota Falk. Back down in the corner, Carlson has got it. Carlson drives the ball against Sittner, takes the ball to the rack. Jump pass down in the corner to Schroeder for three. Shot good. Boy, they like that deep corner on the left side. Blake Schroeder throws up the three ball. He cans one. He's got 5 points. Back the other way. Here's a Wormstead. His three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Holdridge. So it's a 46-45 ball game. Adams Central out on top by a single point here. Dakota Falk has got the ball for Holdridge. Adams Central goes for the steal. Now the ball is then knocked loose. It comes to the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Here on the near side, it's right in front of the Holdridge bench. And a foul is going to be called. I've got fans standing in my way here. There's a personal foul. It's going to go on Wormstead of Adams Central. That's going to be his second foul. So Kyler Wormstead gets hit with his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number five. Called on the Patriots here in the second half of play. It'll be Dylan Hickson inbounding the ball here for the Dusters. Hickson comes way out on top. That's going to be Dakota Falk. And now we got a double dribble violation, a traveling violation against Falk. Trying to drive the ball there against Garrett Sittner of Adams Central. Head of the ball game for the Patriots will be Keller. Coming out will be Sam Lindblad. 5.5 minutes to play here in the basketball game, 46-45. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's Bolin with the ball. Bolin bounce pass to Alex Keller. Free throw line extended left side, and now he got a foul called. Tumbling out here was Garrett Sittner. Like he got thrown down by a WWF wrestler. Dylan Hickson picks up the personal foul for Holdridge. That's going to be his third. Team foul number five on the Dusters. AC plays it in. Keller from the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad, and the foul is going to be called again. Winning in on Keller was going to be Blake Schroeder. Schroeder picks up his third personal foul for the Dusters. 46-45 is the score. Boys High School basketball been a tight one here tonight. Neither team has had a double-digit lead here in this one. There's a pass. They come in up between the rings now. It's going to be Kyler Wormstad with the ball. Now to Lindblad. Lindblad drives it toward the goal. A shot in the lane is going to be up there and in. Evan Lindblad scores for Adams Central. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. He did not start, but Lindblad's held 9 of his points here in the second half. Adams Central now with a 3-point lead, 48-45. We're down to 5 minutes to play here in the ball game tonight. With the basketball there is going to be Maskey. Takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up and in. They had him stopped right at the elbow. Maskey got away on the dribble and took it right to the goal and scores. He's got 8 points. Here's Sittner for three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down offensively to Wormstead. Wormstead on the baseline. Dumps it off inside to Lindblad, and he's going to be hit on the play and a foul called. Good job attacking the offensive glass there. The Patriots keeping the ball alive. Evan Lindblad is fouled in the play here by the Dusters. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Holdridge. So now Adams Central is in the 1-1 situation. Evan Lindblad will go to the free throw line for a shot here. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Coming back in is going to be Bolin. Tevin Anderson is also down at the scorer's table here. He will check in now for the Patriots. Anderson checks in for Garrett Sittner. 48-47, Adams Central trying to win their season opener here tonight. This one has not been easy. Holdridge has played an aggressive ball game here tonight. Evan Lindblad's shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Andrew Maskey. Maskey has got it now to Hickson. He drives the ball all the way underneath the basket. Jumps it down in the corner to Carlson. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Schroeder. He goes back up. His shot hits the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Tevin Anderson. Anderson gets it away now to Bolin into the forecourt. David Bolin with the ball here for the Patriots. He'll hold things up. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central, 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central, 48, Holdridge, 47.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots, Jim, 4:15 to play. 48-47, the Patriots have the lead. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Nothing locally here tonight in high school basketball, but we have some volleyball action. Nebraska beat Fairfield tonight in the NCAA tournament. The scores of 25-15, 25-9, 25-17. Huskers will play again tomorrow night against Oregon. That's the team who beat Nebraska last year in the finals of the Omaha Regional. They'll play tomorrow night at 7. We'll have the match for you here on 1230 KHIS following Hastings College basketball tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central with the lead. Here's this up in the free throw line by Bolin. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Holdridge. The Dusters can pull ahead here with a field goal. Andrew Maskey brings it into the offensive zone. And now Drake Baronic wants to call a timeout. Drake Baronic wants to call a timeout here. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Stop in. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Holdridge will play things in here on the near sideline, trailing by 1 point, 48-47, under 4 minutes to play. They're the basketball game tonight from the Patriots gym at Adams Central. Dakota Falk has got it working out on top now against Keller. Dakota Falk on the dribble, moves it to the far side of the floor now. Keller is still riding his grill defensively. They go over to Charles Hosier, back outside now to Carlson. Dribble penetration, throws it out here to Hickson. His shot is up and in. Dylan Hickson drives it toward the goal down on the baseline, and he scores. Hickson now with 10 points in the ball game. It's 49-48. The Dusters have the lead. Here's Bolin, his runner down the lane. Good. David Bolin scoring there. He has now got 17 points in the ball game for Adams Central. David Bolin, the freshman, leading the way tonight for AC. 50-49. The Patriots with a one-point lead. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in regulation at the Patriots gym. Jared Carlson with the ball, dribbles it into the lane, kicks it out here to Dylan Hickson, across the top to Hosier, left side, three-pointer put up there, it's going to be no good. Maya Matsky, and the rebound comes down to AC, long pass down to floor to Lindblad, shot good. Evan Lindblad scores, great job in the transition by AC. That's 11 points in the ball game now by Lindblad, 52-49, the Patriots with a three-point lead. Jared Carlson with the ball now for Holdridge, dribbles it to the free throw line, bounce pass out here to Hickson, picked up by Tevin Anderson. As the Patriots stay with a man-to-man defense, Hosier has got the ball now, 25 feet away from the basket for the Dusters. Down to 2.5 to play, 52-49. The Patriots have a three-point lead. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Andrew Maskey. Maskey's going to fire up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be way off the mark, no good. The ball tipped out. Dakota Falk has got it, drives it down the lane. His shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, AC. Bolin has got the ball. David Bolin. It's the stop sign as he comes into the forecourt now to Tevin Anderson. Back outside the mark now to Alex Keller. And the Patriots going to spread the floor now. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Bolin drives the ball down in the corner. Wide open is Lindblad. He drives it toward the goal. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Sam Lindblad has now got 6 points in the ball game. AC leading by a score of 54-49. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. The Patriots with a 5-point lead. Here's Dakota Falk now on the dribble, moves it to the right side of the lane. Falk trying to penetrate, can't do it. Comes out to Carlson. Carlson now out here in the 3-point territory, holding the ball there is going to be Charles Hosier. Hosier now to Dakota Falk. AC is still in the man-to-man defense, and now the Dusters want to call a timeout. 90 seconds to play in regulation. Adams Central has built a 5-point lead. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. 1:30 to play in the ball game. It's Adams Central 54, Holdridge 49.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
This one, 54-49 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. We were tied up at 42 points apiece heading into this fourth and final quarter. So a 5-point lead for Adams Central. The Patriots have 5 team fouls here in the second half. The Dusters have 7. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Holdridge here down the stretch, and the Dusters will play things in. Right in front of their bench here on the near sideline. Dakota Falk down in the baseline. Moves it down in the corner. Back outside to the top of the key. Now to Hickson. Hickson moves it over there to Hosier. Hosier holds the ball and goes to the far sideline. Dribbling with it is Carlson. Carlson cuts him back out here to Hosier. Now top of the key. That's Dylan Hickson. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Forces up a shot. It's blocked down by Anderson. Dixon picks it back up underneath the hole. Bounce pass down in the corner. Driving the baseline. A shot is up there and in. Dakota Falk scoring there. Makes it a 54-51 ball game. It's a 3-point lead here for the Patriots. Here's Pleak with the ball. That's Bolin with the ball. Bolin moves it down in the corner as Adams Central has spread the floor again. It's a 3-point lead for the Patriots, 54-51. Kevin Anderson with it now, dribbling the left side of the lane, hands it away to Sam Lindblad. Lindblad out here to Alex Keller, and he's going to be fouled into play here by Gerald Carlson. Carlson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. AC will shoot free throws, or at least a one-and-one situation here for Alex Keller. And the ball game is going to be Walker Honesty now for the Holdridge Dusters. Going out will be Charles Hosier. So it's a 54-51 ball game. Adams Central with a 3-point lead. Going to the free throw line will be Alex Keller. He's got 4 points in the ball game tonight. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Keller looks up there, takes the deep breath, fires it up there. The shot good. He'll get one more. He'll get the bonus. Adams Central now leading by 4 points at 55-51. It's a two-possession ball game. Alex Keller will have one more. Keller's got the ball, takes a couple of dribbles at the free throw line, looks up there, heads up in the air, and the shot is good. Alex Keller nails a couple of free throws, 56-55. Adams Central with a 5-point lead. Here comes Holdridge back the other way. Dakota Falk has got it out here. On the wing on the right side, Dakota Falk. Looking into the eyes of Alex Keller, flips the ball away to Honesty. 4-3, his shot is up there, good. Walker Honesty comes off of the bench and hits a three-pointer. 56-54, Adams Central with a two-point lead with 20 seconds to play. Down the near sideline, AC has got the ball. Alex Keller goes to Bolin. Here's a pass now to Evan Lindblad. Lindblad hands it away to Anderson on the far sideline, and the foul is called. We're down to 11 seconds to play, 56-54. Adams Central with a two-point lead. Walker Honesty off of the bench. It's a three-pointer for the Holdridge Dusters to give Holdridge some life here. Kevin Anderson now to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game. This will be his first free throw of the season. He has not been there tonight. This will be a one-and-one situation for Kevin Anderson. His shot is up there. The shot good. Now 57-54. Kevin Anderson will have one more. This would give Adams Central a two-possession lead. Kevin Anderson's next free throw, good. He hits 2 free throws. Now 58-54. Now we got a timeout. A timeout called here by Holdridge. We'll take a break. 11 seconds to play We'll be back with a score. Adams Central 58, Holdridge 54.
Out 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com. Or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. Tevin Anderson hitting two free throws with 11 seconds to play. And that gives the Patriots a four-point lead at 58-54. Anderson now in the ball game for Adams Central has got 11 points. David Bullen, the youngster, has been the star of the ball game so far. He's got 17 in the contest. So now we'll see what head coach Drake Veronica is up his sleeve here. The first-year head coach at Holdridge, 58-54 is the score. The Patriots out on top by 4 points. Holdridge will inbound the ball here with 11 seconds to play. Dakota Falk will play things in to Jared Carlson. Carlson races the ball off the floor across the 10-second line, and that's a foul going to be called here. A foul is going to go on Alex Keller. Adams Central has got a couple of fouls to waste. That's only the 16th foul on Adams Central. We're down to 8 seconds to play. And it's a two-possession ball game, 58-54. So no free throws. It'll be Holdridge inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Dakota Falk will inbound the ball right in front of the scorer's table. Gets into the hands of Hornacy. Now to Falk down in the corner to Carlson. Carlson launches up a three. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound, Adams Central. And that is the ball game. Adams Central survives here tonight as they knock off the, let's see here, the officials. The officials say, no, we've got a foul call. Or what do we have here? Nope, now that's going to be the ball game. The officials came on, and they looked at one another. I thought maybe a foul was going to be called, but they say, no, that's the ball game. Adams Central wins the contest tonight as they come from behind to beat the Holdridge Dusters by 4 points. Final score of 58-54 here in this one as the Patriots win their season opener tonight. They will head for Aurora tomorrow and then play the Sandy Creek Cougars next Tuesday. Adams Central wins it tonight. Final score of 58-54. Back with a recap after this.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East Sound Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So Adams Central wins the season opener here tonight over the Holdridge Dusters. A well-played basketball game for a season opener for both teams. The final score, Adams Central wins it tonight by a score of 58-54. Holdridge led 15-14. At the end of the first quarter, it was 26-25 at halftime. Then it was tied up at 42 points apiece at the end of three. Adams Central got out to a five-point lead in the fourth quarter at 54-49. Holdridge came back to pull within 2 points at 56-54. But Tevin Anderson goes to the free throw line with 11 seconds to play, hits two free throws to make it 58-54, and then Holdridge did not get a very good look away on the final shot attempt there. It was a two-possession ball game, and they survive here as the Patriots win by a score of 58-54. For Adams Central tonight, David Bolin leads the way, the freshman, as he scores 17 points in the basketball game. Bolin knocks down, three three-pointers in the ball game. He had two two-point field goals, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line. Not bad for a freshman in the ball game there tonight as David Bolin scores 17 points. Tevin Anderson had 11. Evan Lindblad had 11 points tonight. 6 for Sam Lindblad, 6 for Alex Keller, two for Kyler Warmstadt, 2 points for Kale Pleak, and 3 points for Garrett Sittner in the basketball game here tonight. Adams Central in the ball game tonight. Shot 18 free throws. They converted on 10 of those, so 10 out of 18 from the free throw line, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Holdridge, they shot 7 out of 13 from the free throw line. They had just 7 turnovers. Andrew Mansky led the way. He had 18 points tonight for Holdridge. Jared Carlson had 14. 10 points for Dylan Hickson. Then 5 points for Blake Schroeder. 3 for Walker Honesey. And 2 points for Dakota Falk. So Adams Central wins it tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 58-54. Now stay tuned for our players of the game and our coaches post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
All right, so the Holdridge Dusters win in girls competition earlier tonight by a score of 62-38 over Adams Central. The boys will turn the tides in the nightcap as Adams Central knocks off Holdridge by a score of 58-54. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS in a women's ball game. Nobody hit double figures tonight for Adams Central. Alexis Grimmett led the way. She had 8 points in the ball game tonight. Anna Fleischer, she had 6 points. Jackie Fowler also was six. Sarah Kruger had 6 points, all for the Patriots in game number one tonight. In the nightcap, it was the youngsters scoring 17 in the ball game. That was David Bolin as he connects on 3 3-pointers in the contest, a couple of 2-point field goals, and he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Two other guys scored in double figures tonight for Adams Central. Tevin Anderson, he scores 11 points, the senior. He had 4 in the first half and 7 more in the second half, including those 2 free throws with 11 seconds to play. Evan Lindblad came off of the bench and scored 11 points all in the second half for AC. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The game for the Adams Central girls basketball team will be Alexis Grimmett. She led the way in scoring tonight for AC. Hit a couple of field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Scored 4 points in the first half and 4 more in the second half. Comes up with 8 points total, but Adams Central loses in the girls game tonight by a score of 62-38. And our player of the game for the Adams Central boys basketball team is going to be David Bolin. David Bolin receives 17 points in the ball game tonight. Again, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Knocks down a couple of 3-pointers, a couple of 2-point field goals, and leads Adams Central in scoring tonight. The freshman, 17 points here for Adams Central as the Patriots knock off Holdridge by the score 58-54. David Bullen and Alexis Grimmett are players of the game tonight for Adams Central. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
All right, we're back here at the Patriots gym as Adams Central knocks off the Holdridge tonight by a score of 58-54. Head coach Zach Foster joins us on the post-game show. And, Coach, I'll tell you what, you got a couple of youngsters that grew up in a hurry here in game number one. That's David Bowen, who scores a 17 to lead you guys in scoring tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of talked about this in the pregame. David's, he's going to be a phenomenal player over the next 4 years. He's a great example of what happens when you work. I probably, in my 15 years, never been around a kid who puts as much time in as David. Just tireless worker, and there's a lot of young kids that come in that have a big head, and because usually if they're pretty good, by the time they're a freshman, they've dominated the junior high levels. And he is one of the most humble kids I've ever been around, hardworking kid. It's really going to be a joy to coach him. He's going to make me look a heck of a lot smarter than I am over the next 4 years.
He's got such a quick release, too. He can get away a lot of three-point attempts that a lot of players maybe have him blocked down.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I mean, he works on his game tirelessly. You know, we'll practice for a couple hours, and he'll go home, and he'll shoot again. I mean, he really is a special kid, and, we're lucky to have him.
Yeah, other than the obvious, with a great performance out of David Bolin tonight, this is a heck of a basketball game to begin your season. Like we said, I think your guys grew up a lot because you had to take it right to the wire.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game. I mean, I had a couple times during the game I just thought, this is a fun game to watch. You know, because we made runs, they made runs. We hit shots, they hit shots. There's a lot of back and forth. I think they're going to be a pretty dang good team. I really do. I think they'll be one of the best teams in that district this year. This is a huge win for our guys. With the amount of newcomers we had after losing our eight seniors last year, to come in and play like this in the first games, speaks volumes about our kids and our coaches. I just thought the poise of our kids was way more than I thought it was going to be. I was kind of worried about the lights, playing as many new guys as we did, and I thought they were very, very poised. I was very proud of our guys.
It looked like a mid-season game. Not a lot of turnovers, not a lot of fouling out there, and you guys hit some shots, some big shots, and both teams have played pretty well for game number one.
Yeah, I agree. And again, we have a lot of kids who put a lot of time in at the hoop who really work on their game. And, when you get around it, sometimes you take it for granted and think everybody does that, but we go watch scout games and you realize there are some kids that don't put a lot of time in. There's a lot of high school teams from Class C1 or B that have kids that just play during the season. And I'm just blessed that we got some kids that really, really like to play. I mean, they play a lot of basketball. They know how to play. We think anyway, the future's going to be good for us. So, I don't know. I'm blessed to be where I'm at, I guess.
Coach, talk about some of the good things that you saw out there. A couple of things that maybe surprised you here for game one. You executed your offense pretty good. Defensively, you're pretty solid,
yeah.
Too.
I really thought the execution was good. Like you said, we didn't turn it over a lot. I don't know what we ended up with, but that was a worry, with young guards, and you didn't know for sure what was going to happen. I thought they might pressure us more than they did. So we were concerned about that. We were concerned about the backboards, and I'm not really sure where the rebounds ended up, but I thought early a couple times hurt us, but not a lot. you know, we really want to run and shoot, and we got off to a good start, and then we went cold. I told the kids I was really happy that a lot of times you'll see teams, if the ball goes in, you play really hard, and if the ball doesn't go in, you kind of pout. And I didn't think our kids pouted. When the ball didn't go in, we just kept playing, and I mean, I was really, really happy with that.
In addition to David Boland, Evan Lindblad, he comes up in the second half and scores 11 points for you.
Yeah, he was huge. He came in that second half and really gave us a lift. And he's a really good player for us, and he's going to do a lot of good things these next 2 years.
Hey, well, you get Evan in there, you get Sam in there. That's kind of a good combination.
Yeah, a lot of length. I guess we should thank the Lindblads for their DNA. You know, and they're different, too. But we really try to have our guys be versatile, and not, you know, just have, quote, big dummies stand under the basket. We want our big guys to be able to shoot it and handle it a little bit. And I thought you saw that. I mean, I thought Sam made a huge play late when he ball faked and drove and got a layup in a huge time. And, you know, Evan was big on the block and really helped us defensively because Maskey's a good player for Holdridge.
Tell you what, a pretty good start for Adams Central, but you got a tough little stretch here. Aurora tomorrow, Sandy Creek next Tuesday night, and just you get into the midst of things. Now you got to kind of play and improve as you go. Huh?
Yeah, five games, I think, in the first like 8 days of the season, so we really get thrown into it. But I think that's good for a team like ours where we know what we want to do, and we've got so much inexperience that we got to go see where we're at so we can improve. But we got a tough one tomorrow with Aurora. I mean, when you think Aurora, you think athletics, you think football, you think power. I mean, so we know we're going to have to show up and really play well to win tomorrow night.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
That is Zach Foster, the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, AC knocks off Holdridge tonight. Big, big win for Adams Central in their season opener as they beat the Dusters by the score of 58-54. We get a final word right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Well, before we get out of here, a quick check on the scoreboard. Again, nothing locally. All the other teams have the night off tonight. But in volleyball, Nebraska beats Fairfield by scores of 25-15, 25-9, 25-17. Huskers will play Oregon tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 7 o'clock will be the starting time there. That's the same team that ended the Huskers season a year ago in the Omaha Regional. So they'll play again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center this time. 6:30 for the pregame show. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHAS following our Hastings College coverage tomorrow night. So we'll have basketball during the afternoon, and we'll get right into volleyball action tomorrow night from the Sports Center, Nebraska and Oregon. USHL hockey tonight. Des Moines beats the Tri-City Storm by the score of 3-2. Get in the girls' ball game earlier tonight. It was Holdridge 62, Adams Central 38. The boys' contest won by Adams Central as they beat Holdridge tonight by a score of 58-54. Tomorrow is Hastings College basketball, the Broncos and Briarcliff at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Airtime will be at 1:45 for the pregame show, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. For my producer and engineer back at the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.